This lesson delves into an essential evolution within the United Grand Lodge of England, UGLE, and its broader implications for Freemasonry. Recently, the Royal Arch has been designated as the fourth step in regular Freemasonry, shifting from the previous understanding that Freemasonry consists of 3 degrees and the Royal Arch. To comprehend this change, it is crucial to explore the historical context. After the formation of the Premier Grand Lodge of England in 1717, a major split led to the establishment of a second Grand Lodge in 1751, known as the Ancients, while the original was labelled the Moderns. Both lodges coexisted until their unification in 1813, a move brokered by the Duke of Sussex and the Duke of Kent. A key issue during this unification was the Royal Arch degree. The compromise reached defined Freemasonry as consisting of 3 degrees, including the supreme degree of the Holy Royal Arch. Previously, the Royal Arch was viewed as a completion of the Master Mason's degree, but recent changes by UGLE now acknowledge it as a distinct fourth step. Masonic scholar Gerald Riley illuminates this shift, emphasizing its significance for modern Freemasonry. In understanding the Royal Arch as a fourth step, Riley draws a parallel to the volume of sacred law and the 15 songs of degrees in the Book of Psalms, which symbolized ascending steps or stages in ancient ceremonies. This new conceptualization suggests a refined, four-step process within Freemasonry. This lesson will unpack the rationales behind these changes and their implications for Freemasonry in the 21st century, providing insights into how this reconceptualization could streamline Masonic practices and attract new members. By examining these developments, we can appreciate how Freemasonry adapts and evolves while maintaining its rich traditions.